Good afternoon, Unalaska. Welcome to Unalaska Fisheries Report. My name is Frank Kelty. I'm your host, and with me is our local biologist in charge of the local office, Miranda Westfall. Miranda, welcome to Unalaska Fisheries Report today.
Good morning. Thanks for having me, Frank.
We're pleased. We've been trying to get her here for a couple of weeks, but she's been very busy. And as many of us in the community know, the Bering Sea crab fisheries have taken off, which are direct responsibility of the local ADF&G department here. And they've been quite busy with the vessels and giving out information and tracking how the fishery's going. And Miranda is going to give us a little information on how the fishery's been going, and I'll probably have a few questions to ask her. But Miranda, we're in the second week of the season that opened on October 15th, and we had a red crab quota of 10 million Barrett-eye tanner in the Eastern District that is a little over 10 million. And then we also had the St. Matthew fisheries open, which is a very small fishery, about
411,000 pounds.
Just 411,000?
411,000 pounds.
400,000 pounds. So, Miranda, how is the season going so far on all these fisheries?
It's going pretty good so far. You know, we had Eastern and Western Golden King crab open on August 1st, and they're cooking along. Bristol Bay Red King crab, as you said, opened October 15th, and it is going exceedingly quickly this season, which is really great news. They've already caught about 80% of the quota as of today. So they've caught about 7.8 million pounds so far. You know, vessels are starting to finish up Red King crab and switch over to Tanner crab and Snow crab right now.
Well, that's great. When you, the information you get from the observers, I know probably what, maybe not a third of the fleet, possibly a quarter of the fleet is observed with observers. Are you getting information on live weight average and the catch per unit effort numbers?
Yeah, we sure do, Frank. Yeah, so that's one of the big benefits of having at sea observers is we get direct fishery information during the fishery. So right now for Red King crab, the observers have been reporting about a 6.6 pound average weight for the king crab, and they've also been reporting a CPUE of about 33.3 crab per pot, which is actually really good for this fishery. So
how's that compare with last year's CPUE number?
I think it's fairly close to last year's. I don't have last year's numbers in front of me, but it's fairly close, although it's a little bit higher. So this season, we've got about the same effort going into the fishery, but it's going a lot faster because their catch rates are much higher and the crab are a little bit heavier this season.
I've talked to some of my plant manager friends. As you know, I was a crab processor for about 30 years here in Unalaska, so I've seen my fair share of Red King crab and all kinds of crab. But I understand that the infill of the crab looks very good and not any problems with a lot of old shell or barnacles. Is that what you're hearing?
Yep, that's exactly what they're telling me as well. You know, last season we had a lot of issues with a huge barnacle set early on in the season. We're not seeing that this year, so the crab are fairly clean. Their new shell and the meat fill seems to be fantastic so far.
Well, that's really great news. And mm-hmm. I know ex-vessel value to start with, opening price is around $7 a pound, so it's going to be a very valuable fishery, 70 to probably close to $80 million when if there's any price increases after sales. But that's real good. You know, another concern that I'm hearing has been long waits for getting product offloaded. And have we had any major concern at the department on dead loss issues or anything like that?
So there's not been a major concern with the department. Of course, we're aware that there's been longer wait times at the processors and that there has been some dead loss. Overall in the fishery, dead loss is still under 2% for the fishery as a whole, which is actually quite normal in the normal range for a fishery this size.
Good. Do you know if there's been any red crab activities going into St. Paul Island?
As far as?
Deliveries of Red King crab?
Oh, yeah, right. So the processor, as far as I understand, the processor in St. Paul, they're refitting their lines. So they've taken a reduced quota this season. So they're taking a little bit of Red King crab. The majority of it, as I understand, is going to Accutane.
Okay, let's move over to Barrett-eye tanner, which is my favorite crab. It's about about 2.5 pound average crab, which is double the size of a snow crab, the Opelio snow crab. And to me, it's the best that there is. So far, it looks like through the NIMS report, we've had less than 1,000 pounds, so it's basically a bycatch. What amount of activity do you think the 60 or so boats that were wrapping up Red Crab now will all switch over to the Tanner Crab fishery, or do we just don't know yet?
Yeah, you know, typically the majority of vessels, after they're done fishing Red King Crab, switch over to Tanner, one of the Tanner fisheries, either Eastern Tanner or Western Tanner. And that's holding true for this year as well. So we've got already 26 vessels registered for Eastern Bering Tanner. None of them have made landings so far, directed landings. Right. Like, as you said, you know, it's just been bycatch in the Red King Crab fishery so far.
Yeah, and that, like I said, that... I think the effort on that, like it's just about 11,200,000 pounds for that eastern quota, and then almost 9 million in the west. Usually the west is not really fished real hard until after the first of the year. We'll have to see if that pertains this year because of lack of processing effort and things like that. But like I said, that'll be it'll be interesting to see how that fishery develops, and since we don't have much more information since very little has been landed. Let's take a look at the Aleutian Islands. On the Eastern District, I understand by looking at the numbers, we're getting close to the Eastern District being taken, where we had a quota of 3.3 million pounds. We're just about 3 million pounds?
Yep, a little bit over 3 million pounds. We're about 92% caught in that fishery. We currently have two vessels fishing. And, you know, they're doing great. They're about where they were last year. So the fishery's performing really well.
Yeah, and it seems like it's been very steady this year.
Very steady.
The Western District is confidential, but there's been about 18 landings and less than a million pounds landed so far. And that area has a 3 million pound quota. So traditionally, it'll probably carry over into March or maybe beginning of April. Maybe not that long, depending on if the vessels that are working the east move to the west, which they might do. So it'll probably be wrapped up sometime after the first of the year.
I would expect that. The fishery closes by regulation on April 30th, so we expect that effort will go through the spring.
Okay, and then the last one I want to talk to you about is anything you can say about the St. Matthew fishery? Has any of the observers seen any crab, or do you have any information on the size or if it's real spotty or...
Yeah, we've got a little bit of information. We had our first directed landing of St. Matthew Blue King crab this week. The information's confidential since we only have one vessel making a landing, so I can't really talk about average weights or anything like that, but there is some directed landings. There's three vessels that have registered to fish, so we're expecting to get a little more information in the coming weeks.
Okay. You know, after the first of the year, we'll have the snow crab fishery start, and you know, I don't know if everybody in town knows, but there's been a dramatic decrease in the allocation. It went from 68 million now down to 40 million with the CDQ. Do you have any information that you could share on us on why this happened? I know there was some a lack of information, or people weren't comfortable with the information from the plan that the plan team looked at, and then the SSC had concerns. Anything you can tell us about on why such a huge decline?
Sure. Yeah, so it basically is what you said. It comes down to uncertainty in our models. Right now, there's a lot of model parameters that aren't making sense coming out of the model. So basically, you know, Fish and Game, after consulting with NOAA, National Marine Fisheries, and the Crab Plan team, we decided to take a more conservative approach this season. The last 5 years, overall fishery CPUE has been declining. And we think that, you know, probably the best approach this season was to be very conservative and try to see how the catch rates go this season.
Okay, and that, you know, I know it's hard to really do any in-season management. In the old days, 20 years ago, they could adjust how things are going based on fishery performance, and we really can't do that now with the IFQ type of system. And we'll just keep our fingers crossed that the fishery performs well and that we'll get back in the 60 to 70 million pound range in 2016 or 2017. So, Miranda, I think that's all the questions we have today. I sure appreciate you coming by and talking to us like you do, you know, once a quarter, usually, something like that. And we'll talk to you maybe when we get closer to the end of the season, or maybe in early December when Barrett I. Tanner is wrapping up, or, and get some information on how that fishery went.
That would be great. Thanks for having me, Frank.
Thank you very much. Well, once again, thanks to Miranda for stopping by and giving us the ADF&G update on our Bering Sea Aleutian Island crab fisheries. We'll move right along into our groundfish information for this week. And looking at the pollock season, we finally can say that with certainty that the pollock bee season is over. There were zero landings last week, and the final numbers look like 772,000 metric tons of bee season pollock was delivered, and there was 1,500 metric tons that was left in the water. So it still came out to 100% of the bee season harvest taken. And with the bee season being wrapped up, then that completes our pollock fishery for the year. And I just, before I came over to the station, looked at the final numbers, and it came out to 1.275 million metric tons. And like I said, there's 1,500 metric tons that weren't harvested. It's 100%. But when you take that 1.275 million metric tons, it's just under 3 billion pounds. So it shows you the large scope and size of this fishery. You know, and if you plug in an average price of 14 cents a pound, you know, it puts the value, ex-vessel value, over $1 billion, or not, well, maybe not $1 billion, but right up there, close to $1 billion. So it's a huge fishery that's so important to Unalaska, and to the state of Alaska, and to the nation. So I just thought I'd throw those numbers out there. Moving on to the cod fishery this year, still going along. The freezer longline fleet catcher processors are leading up what's going on. They had a harvest of 2,400 metric tons last week. They're at 92,000 metric tons for the season, and they have 18,000, almost 19,000 metric tons still available to harvest. Trawl fishery last week, only a little under 400 metric tons. The trawl season closes officially on November 1st, so there will not be any more landings there. And for the season, the trawlers have taken 67,000 metric tons of cod and have 8,797 metric tons that was left unharvested. And that possibly could be used as a rollover if it's needed for other fishery sectors. Catcher processor POT had just under 500 metric tons last week. And they've harvested 5,100 for the season and have 663 metric tons still available. Catcher vessel POT, over 60 feet, had 83 metric tons last week. They're at 10,193 metric tons for the season and have 6,400 metric tons still available. A lot of that will be left in the water since the pot boats, catcher vessels, are all fishing crab, and as soon as they finish their crab fisheries, they will most likely tie up or go south for repairs. The small boat fixed gear sector here, based out of Unalaska, 110 metric tons harvested last week. They're at 7,770 for the season and have 4,600 metric tons still available to harvest. And the jig fleet made some landings, 2 metric tons. They're up to 27 metric tons for the season and have 73 metric tons still available. CDQ sector, 237 metric tons last week. They're at just under 27,000 for the year and have 3,700 metric tons still available to harvest. Well, we have our halibut sablefish fisheries. They're going to be wrapping up in about 10 to 14 days. I believe the season wraps up either the 10th or the 15th of November. Things are pretty much starting to slow down on the halibut fishery. Statewide on halibut, there's 3,465 landings for 16.4 million pounds. There's 699,000 pounds still available to harvest. 96% of the allocation has been taken. And in Unalaska, we're about close to 2 million pounds landed locally here at our local plants. When we look at the CDQ sector on halibut, 416 landings for 700,000 pounds. There's just 87,000 pounds left to harvest. They're at 90% for the 6 CDQ groups. And on the sablefish fishery, we've had 1,689 landings for just under 20 million pounds. There's still 3.9 million pounds available for harvest. 83% of the allocation has been taken, and that's going to be a lot of sable fish left in the water, probably at least 3 million pounds unharvested. And a lot of that will be in the Aleutian Island sector. Right now, I'm looking at the numbers. There's almost 1.6 million unharvested in the Aleutians, and in the Western Gulf, 700,000, and in the Bering Sea, 800,000. So the majority of that sable fish, and you know, a lot of that might be killer whale predation that they're not able to work because the whales waiting and taking the fish off the hooks. So that is our sable fish information locally on sable fish. We haven't had a very good year, under 500,000 pounds landed locally on sable fish at the local plants. So we'll wrap up the finishing numbers on that fishery shortly. And we're going to close up today's report by take a quick look at our bottom trawl Amendment 80 fisheries. Mackerel had a pretty good week, 1,645 metric tons harvested in the Aleutians on mackerel for the season. They're a little over 50,000 metric tons. They have 2,600 still to harvest. POP in the Aleutians, which is Pacific Ocean Perch, 1,900 metric tons for the week. They're at 28,372 for the season, and they're still 4,800 unharvested. A yellowfin sole, 4,165 metric tons harvested last week. They're at 114,000 for the season, and there's still 44,964 available. A lot of that will be left in the water. Rock sole, 161 metric tons last week. They're at 45,125 for the season, and there's 20,790 metric tons available in that fishery. The miscellaneous sole category, which is there's numerous species of sole, had 897 metric tons harvested last week. They're just under 50,000 for the season, and there's still 20,256,000 metric tons available. And the skate fishery had 766 metric tons of harvest last week for 23,816 metric tons, and they have gone 1,900 metric tons over their allocation, which will be caught up with from the reserves in that fishery. That wraps up this week's report. Lots of events ongoing this weekend. We have Halloween at PCR starting at 5 o'clock tonight, where you can dress up and run around and see their haunted house. We have volleyball matches starting at 5:30 tonight at the big gym at the high school. We have the 6 o'clock tonight drawing of the Lions Club raffle over at the Grand Aleutian Hotel lobby. And I believe there's even some events tomorrow. Well, tomorrow's Halloween, so there'll be people out. Watch out for the trick-or-treaters when they're out tomorrow night. Have a great weekend on Alaska. We'll see you next Friday.